Good afternoon, everyone. In my brief presentation, I have two different parts. First, I would like to talk about an outbreak of trichinellosis that was described in February of 2019. And the second part, I would like to talk about all the activities that we have performed in our lab as a National Reference Laboratory of Spain in Anisakis and Trichinella. Well, the outbreak of human trichinellosis in Spain. An outbreak of trichinellosis was detected during February of 2019 in Retuerta del Bullaque, a small village of Ciudad Real province. It's Castilla-La Mancha, autonomous region of Spain. 18 people were infested by trichinella, which was present in homemade cured ham, chorizo, and salami, produced from a non-veterinary controlled domestic pork slaughter. Food samples were morphologic and molecularly tested in our lab. The infested food was withdrew by the competent authorities. They sent to our lab the three type of samples with an epidemiological survey. And according to this epidemiological survey, there were epidemiological criteria, which was the consumption of the food contaminated with the parasite. In this same epidemiological survey, the clinical criteria was at least one of these clinical symptoms: diarrhea, fever, myalgia, or palpebral edema, and at least one of these serological data. It's an eosinophilia, CPK, LDH, or transaminases rise. According to this criteria, the 18 affected people were positive to trichinella, and three of them required hospital treatment, and their serum analysis was trichinella immunoglobulin G positive by immunofluorescence indirect. Here you can see where is the small village. It's in the north of Toledo, very close to in the border with Toledo, in the south of the Madrid community. And they sent to us the three different food. The cured ham, we make the magnetic stirred digestion method in our lab, and the parasitic load was in the cured ham 92%, 92 larvae per gram. In the chorizo is a meat product, and it's made with meat mixed with fat and paprika. Yeah, and it was the parasite load 160 larvae per gram. And the salami, which the name in Spanish is salchichon, is the same. It's a mixed of meat, fat, and pepper. In this case, the parasite load was so high, 281 larvae per gram. We make the analysis, the molecular analysis, by multiple PCR, and in the three cases, the species was Trichinella spiralis. Well, this was the higher Trichinella outbreak in the last 7 years in Spain, but not the worst, because in 2011, a person died due to a trichinella outbreak. Domestic pork slaughter is allowed in Spain, but the permission and sanitary inspection from the local municipalities is mandatory. And pork stunning before slaughtering and animal welfare requirements are also mandatory according to the European Commission regulation. In Spain, we have a little some difficulties with the stunning. sometimes they make the slaughter without stunning. And we need to improve these kind of things. Well, in this slide you can see the last outbreak, the outbreaks due to Trichinella in the last 5 years. As you can see, every year we have 1 to 3 outbreaks. And the food responsible is meat produce from the pork, chorizo, salami, or cured ham. Sometimes from wild boar. This other slide, I would like to talk about the wild boars that have been positive to Trichinella in the year 2018. In total, there were 387 positive animals. The wild boars were 382, and 5 in pork. The 5 positives in pork were from extensive exploitations. Here, if you can, see there is a lack of some autonomous regions. We don't have information, but the most important is Castilla-La Mancha, is where they hunt more wild boars. In Spain, we hunt around 150 to 200 thousands of wild boars every year. Well, now is the second part of my presentation. I would like to talk about the activities for Trichinella and Anisakis in our lab. We are now making some training courses to spike samples with Trichinella. We make these training courses to the official control laboratories because due to the official control regulation that will be at the end of the year in force, all the labs from the slaughterhouses must take part in prophecy testing. For our lab in Spain, we have around 400 of slaughterhouses, and for our lab is absolutely impossible to prepare prophecy testing for 400 people. So we are making training courses for the official control laboratories, which are accredited by the 17025 ISO. And the idea is that in every autonomous region, there is an official control that is accredited. So he must control or make the prophecy testing for the slaughterhouses of their regions. And we, under the supervision of our National Reference Laboratory, we also make the reference material shipment to the official control laboratories. It consists in a live larvae of Trichinella spiralis to make the quality control in their laboratories to be accredited. Also, we made the confirmation and molecular characterization of Trichinella positive samples. The confirmation of molecular typing Trichinella samples, the results we have received in 2018, a total of 75 samples. The wild boar were 73 samples and only 2 samples of pork. The results were Trichinella spiralis 46 samples, Trichinella brittobe 30 samples, and we received 16 samples that were negative. In the last year, we have prepared the 9th prophecy testing on Trichinella SPP detection. SPP is Trichinella spiralis because it's the species that we have in mice. There were 31 laboratories, official control laboratories. The test material was pork meat samples of 100 grams, and each batch contained 3 samples, one negative, one spiked with 4, and the other one with 8 larvae. All the participants used the reference method. The results, we only consider the presence or sense, and we also tell about the percent of recovery, but only informative. The results of the last year were 30 of the 31, out of the 31 last report correct results, and one lab report one false negative, so they failed in the PT. Also, we have organized the fourth PT for an insect detection. There were 12 participants, official control laboratories. The test material is like in the community reference laboratory, 3 samples of 100 grams, more or less. And each batch contained 3 samples. This year I felt so good and I made it very easy, and I spiked with a lot of larvae. Two samples with 4 larvae and one negative samples. All the participants use the magnetic steroid method, and 11 labs report correct qualitative results, and one report a false positive result. And that's all. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Juan. Okay. I think we have time for one question, not more than this, if anybody wants to ask.
Antti Oksanen from Finland. I have one question about the chorizo and the salami and cured ham. They were from domestic pork?
Yes.
Okay. And about the larvae, you found so many larvae there. Did you see them motile? Do you think they were all or mostly or partly alive?
Yes, sometimes the meat products are made with wild boar, but in this case was pork.
Alive larvae?
Okay. Yes, alive larvae. In the 3 samples, the larvae were alive, yes.
Thank you.